Okay, so I actually drove down here from New Hampshire today, but I've got a very longer story than that. I actually started in this whole area when I was in Arizona. We passed a law where you could actually petition the state revenue service for tax stamps. And some ingenious guy actually got some of those tax stamps, and he also had an NFL endorsement when the Super Bowl came, and he sold weed at the Super Bowl. Then I moved to California, and we passed Proposition 215, first medical marijuana law in the country. Then I moved back out here to Massachusetts. Eventually, they got medical marijuana. I moved up to New Hampshire. I became a state representative. We got medical marijuana up there. I moved out to Oregon. Yeah. We taxed and regulated marijuana. We're not even screwing around anymore with this area. This is a business. This is professional. If you guys are out here just to get high, you're wasting your time. Get up off your ass and vote. Vote often. Get rid of the people that don't do what you want them to do, because they're the ones who represent you. And if you're going to let them represent you and not do what they should be doing for you, it's your fault. Now, one thing that I always see when I'm up in New Hampshire at election time are Massachusetts plates. They do very good, the Democrats, bringing people up from Massachusetts, because y'all don't have anything else to vote here but for Democrats. So they bring them up to New Hampshire and elect the influence up there. What I think you guys should be doing, since you're next to New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary, is you should be up in New Hampshire helping Rand Paul, the only candidate who says he's going to go ahead and let you tax and regulate it. I appreciate Bernie Sanders' stance, but communism and socialism, that ain't going to work. That's going to bankrupt us all. It's going to make us all have a problem. So if you listen to the debates, if you're following the elections, come up north and help in the primary. Help get somebody elected to the presidency who's going to give you the freedom that you're out here trying to earn. And if you're not trying to earn it, you don't deserve it. There's a little cemetery right over here. Paul Revere is buried there. John Hancock is buried there. Samuel Adams is buried over there. These guys fought and died for you to have the freedom that everyone is giving away, because these people that get elected don't care about you. They care about the money in their pocket. They care about the money in their friend's pocket who gave them the money to get elected. They don't care what you do. Y'all could be out here getting high all day long. They don't care. They're going to tax your money from your paycheck. You can't stop them. They take it out of your pocket whether you like it or not. So if you're tired of them taking your money and your freedom, whether they like it or not, fight back. Get out there and get yourself elected, like Mr. Tilton's trying to do. Get yourself elected in the state of Massachusetts, anywhere in New England, anywhere you live. There's people here from that are across the country. Get yourself elected. Change the law. Make it be what it's supposed to be, and set yourself free.